Thank you very much. The truth of the matter is that I think it has been said by a delegation that we are at that crux where how much of what works domestically and nationally can be juxtaposed into the international sphere that it works for all. And that is the point we find ourselves in. Just listening to you and listening to Brazil, I can also give you an example of the Maasai in East Africa. They have this issue of community lands that have been now constitutionally, in Kenya at least, protected. And the very notion that is that some may find difficult, I know that because I was part and parcel of the drafting of that very difficult conversation, even nationally, that it works, but it doesn't mean, I think it has been said, it doesn't mean that it would work for everybody. I think for us, what we just need to do, again, is continue to populate the list of topics and of subjects and of issues that we must continuously engage in to try and find some traction, some middle ground, some acceptable landing space, some landing zone. It is not a secret that the whole issue of collective rights is time and time again coming, and maybe one of those issues that I invite the IGWG to consider starting a conversation on finding how do you deal with the entire issue of collective rights, whether it is in any sphere, and how it will be dealt with by this IGWG in this document and moving forward. Not our time, not our space right now. I don't think that any of us has the magic bullet, so to speak, of how to tackle the issue, but I encourage again everybody, let's engage with the conversation, no matter how difficult that conversation has to be. I think the more we keep talking, the more we keep understanding each other, and the more we'll be able to land it into a paragraph language. I see Iran and the NGO delegation, and then I want to move on to the next section, please.